Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell.
And my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt.
With over 40 years combined experience as financial advisors in Utah,
Mark and I have worked through many people's retirements, so that way we know the ins and outs.
Using established strategies, they can help you reduce debt and create an income to last your lifetime.
We really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
It's your money. You do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
We're glad that you're spending some of your day here with us alongside certified financial planner Mark Cadell and his son and financial advisor Clint Cadell, who are both here on the radio every week to share with you their knowledge on ways that you can work to better prepare yourself financially for your future. 801-839-4939 is our number. If you have questions about your own retirement savings plans, the Cadells are answering your calls right now. Again, it's 801-839-4939. Also online at retirerichtoday.com. Guys, how are you?
Doing great.
Very well.
Well, breaking news, that weird seed packet in the mail situation has officially entered the great state of Utah. Have you heard about this?
I heard something. Is that the one from China?
It is the weirdest story. I've actually seen it happening in other states around the country. I guess it started happening here in Utah last week. And basically, you go to your mailbox and there's a package. It's coming from China and now other countries, where they're sending you little packages of seeds, I guess the idea to encourage you to plant them, to watch them grow. And the government and everybody else is saying, do not plant these seeds if you get a seed packet.
It's so weird.
Hopefully it's not laced with a virus.
Well, I'm sure the conspiracy theorists are having a field day with it if you put a Google on any kind of things about what these seeds are about. But what I thought was really interesting is I was reading on KSL's website that if you do get a packet of these seeds in the mail, do not throw them away. You have to bake them to kill them. You put them in the oven at 200 degrees for 40 minutes.
And then bake them.
Yes, bake them for 40 minutes. And then after you take them out, after they've cooled, then you can throw them in the garbage, but do not put them in green recycling.
This sounds like a lot of work.
It is the strangest thing. Nobody knows what it's about, where it's originating from, what's going on with it.
But it's not the new marijuana, is it?
I have no idea. I don't want to begin to speculate.
The point they don't know what these seeds are.
Don't plant them.
I haven't gotten any.
That's not what we want to focus on. Let's talk about things that we do want to see grow.
Your money.
Yes.
I know there we go.
That's what you guys like to focus on.
A money tree.
That's right. Well, sure, it grows in our
backyard.
Those
seeds.
Yeah, maybe it's those seeds. That's what we want to get in the mail. But with that said, on the show today, talking about the number that's actually more important for your retirement than the total sum of your nest egg. Does a common investment rule of thumb no longer work? And designing t-shirts as a retirement hobby? Great. Designing t-shirts for your retirement income? Maybe not so much.
Why not work?
We're going to talk about these things as we work to help you figure out your own savings plan so that you can do what the Cadells want to help everyone do, and that is to, of course, retire rich. But we all have different goals and different dreams, so our definition of what that is also going to be different for each of us. And Mark, when you talk about how your goal is to help people retire rich, what does that mean? Why do we call this show Retire Rich Today?
Yeah, we want everyone listening to retire rich. We don't want them to be poor, the opposite
right.
of rich.
Right.
So we want them to have an abundance of money. We want them to really enjoy their retirement years. We don't want them to sit home counting pennies and try. In fact, there's no coins out there now to count anyway, so don't try to do that. So we want them to really enjoy those years and get out there and thrive. What I mean by retiring rich is that you have no debt and sufficient assets will generate income to last a lifetime. It's a lifestyle. It's not just being rich monetarily. It's also rich in spirit, rich in good health, rich in friends, rich in all areas of your life. And that's what we mean by retiring rich.
And that is a goal that you too can work towards achieving yourself. And Mark and Clint, they are here to help you do just that. So give us a call, 801-839-4939, and talk to the Cadells today. It's 801-839-4939. So guys, you may have heard this just in, FYI, breaking news. There's an election coming up this year.
No.
I told you. I wasn't sure if you were aware yet. What's interesting, though, is this article from Barron's Magazine, because everybody is wondering if the White House administration remains or if a new one comes in, how that's going to affect us financially. But Barron's Magazine is saying it's all our fault. We need to take a good long look in the mirror, because whether or not we realize it, our political opinions usually do affect our investment decisions. Do you agree that that's true? And if it is, how can we work to try to make our decision-making more objective about how we plan, at least for our financial future?
It can definitely have an influence on how you view things, but it really should not affect how you invest. Investing should be about money and a return on your investment,
right?
Not about necessarily political views. So
right,
it's important to separate those. And what we found over the years is the less emotion you have tied to your investments, the better.
Right.
Because if you're very emotional about your money, it's very difficult to watch the ups and downs of the stock market. It can drive you crazy.
Yep.
So you have to separate emotion from the investment aspect of your financial planning. That's why we put together detailed financial plans for all of our clients, so they can see upfront how their accounts will work over a given period of time. We've invested a fair amount of money into our software for financial planning so that we can have our clients see on their phone now, mm-hmm, where they can log in and see how their accounts are performing.
Oh,
it's a great tool for them,
yeah,
to see all of their accounts, not only the accounts that they hold with us, but with other institutions. It's all in one place.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, and then they can see their total return. They can see their investments, how they're performing. They can even view their financial plan, see if they're on track, see if they're on track to meet their financial goals as far as retirement, how much income they're going to have, how much they can spend during retirement safely, and how they can comfortably live and enjoy those retirement years.
To offer a little bit of a counterpoint to what Mark said, when it comes to politics and money, I think that it's good to be aware of what's going on and
really
let that influence. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And I think that because of, I view it from a buyer's standpoint, a consumer standpoint. For example, a Democrat gets elected, gun sales actually go up by a lot.
Mm.
So invest in guns.
You could. You could invest in those companies and look
sure
out for those things.
Sure.
When Republicans get elected, things like healthcare and over-the-counter medicine goes up quite a bit.
Wow.
So I view that as an opportunity to reallocate and readjust. And hopefully that's the way people can understand that as well. And that's what we do when we look at accounts, like what Mark was saying, and you can do that as well. You can look at how the markets have performed historically during specific events, like a Democrat or Republican being elected.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see those charts. Not everybody uses charts and analysis like that. But that's kind of what I like to do for big major events, to get a general idea of what's going to happen.
It's also important to follow the money flow, because you can see.
There we go.
Right now. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Kodak this week.
Okay. As in the camera company we all thought went out of business years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
It used to be on the Dow, right? It was a Dow stock.
Okay.
It was taken off the Dow. It was almost bankrupt, out of business.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's given a lifeline with hundreds of millions of dollars in loans from the federal government to now start manufacturing medicines within their facility. And look what happened to their stock. Holy cow, it went up, 300% one day, 400%, 500% the next day. It's going up dramatically. Will it continue? I don't know. But all I know is if you follow the money, where the money's flowing into, in whatever cycle there is, money's always flowing into different categories,
mm-hmm,
like Clint mentioned. So you need to invest in those areas and have a financial advisor working with you,
right,
that's attuned to the markets and can shift your money around to take advantage of those opportunities.
Right. It's all about a mindset rather than allowing emotions or elections or anything else be what determines how we invest our money. It should be more, mm-hmm, about facts, numbers on paper. Like you guys are both kind of pointing out, follow the money to invest rather than the emotions, which it can easily get us messed up, which is why it's great to also have a financial advisor on your side to help guide you through it. Like you guys, right?
Like the Cadells.
That's right.
Exactly.
So we always recommend.
That's right. 801-839-4939 is how you can talk to Mark and Clint about your own investment setup and how they can help you stay more grounded in the matter of investing your money and planning for your financial future and avoid the emotional process of it all. They are here to help you with that. 801-839-4939. 1-800-273-9. So again, talking about headspace, this is an interesting question that I was also reading this week. The idea of how we look at our savings, because a lot of us often focused within our nest egg, that great big number, the total amount. Maybe it's $1 million that we know we want to have or do have. Maybe it's less than that. Maybe it's more than that. But Business Insider was pointing out that a better way for us to think about it is to actually consider the monthly cash flow that we want to have each month in our retirement, which is interesting because it kind of flips it around, especially considering that our accounts seem to be so focused on that number at the bottom line of the document. How should we be shifting how, again, shifting how we think about this?
Yeah, I love this article because that's the way we view it.
That's right.
We view it from the consumer's point of view. It's all about cash flow when you're retired. It's not about how large your nest egg is. Because if you have $1 million and it's only earning 1%, big deal, $10,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making 5 or 10%, that's $50,000 to $100,000. It makes a huge difference.
Right.
So it's about cash flow. It's about how much cash your nest egg can generate. We look at that same thing through our financial planning tools, and we come up with how much do you really want to live on during your retirement years. Then we back into those numbers. If you want $100,000, it's going to require about $2 million at 5% to generate $100,000. You don't need quite that much when you take Social Security into account, but we back into those numbers to figure out how a person can live the lifestyle that they want to live.
And that's something that, if that's over your head for people that are listening, we can back into those numbers with
you. Don't look at me when you say that out loud.
No, Clint. I would never do that. Heaven.
I like numbers.
Yeah. So we can tailor that retirement plan to you. If you prefer to just say, these are my goals, I want to buy a sailboat and go sailing, mm-hmm. we can show you how much you'll need in order to do that. And we can back in through that with you, and we can show you in simple numbers that will be easy to understand. And that way you can just follow through with this, and that way your retirement roadmap is set up for you. And all you have to do is just follow with it and keep talking to us, and we can help you along every step of the way and help you avoid the new things that happen along the way in life.
Yeah, we have clients that want to go on a trip every single year.
Sure.
And so they want to go to Hawaii every year. They want to go on cruises, and they want to take their family. We set aside some money that'll do that specifically for their accounts. And they do that every single year.
Well, if you have plans and goals and dreams, but are worried about if you're going to be able to make them come true, the Cadells are here to help you. And what's interesting is help you in that thought process, shifting it into a new way of thinking and approaching it all. And if you're like me and what Clint was saying spoke to you in the sense of it can seem a little confusing, it can seem over your head, don't worry. That's what the Cadells are here to help you with, to figure these kinds of things out. 801-839-4939. Give us a call. Talk to the Cadells about how they can help you figuring out your own savings plan. Mark is personally answering your call. He and Clint are here to help you find answers to your questions and get to work creating a plan for your retirement, one that's customized to you and your goals. Mark has even written a book to help you get started titled The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And the next 10 callers, we actually want to give you your copy for free. 801-839-4939 for your free copy of Mark's book. It's a really simple read, only about 80 pages. You can read it in an afternoon. It's got lots of great information in it. And it's a great way to start the conversation. And while you're on the phone with him, go ahead and ask how he and Clint can help you find out where you stand financially now, as well as getting to work on a retirement plan for your future. 801-839-4939. 801-839-4939. Hang on, we're coming right back with more Retire Rich Today on KSL right after this.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Caddell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
A little music trivia for you fellas today. 51 years ago, Badfinger recorded this song. It was their first single, Come and Get It. But what you may not know is that the song was actually written by Paul McCartney. Not only that.
Wow. Did not know that.
But
it's a Beatles song.
It sounds like it too, doesn't it? Listen. I can totally hear it. But here's what's really funny. The funny story about it is that he recorded a demo and then insisted that the group record it exactly the same as his. He did not want any of their creative input.
Wow.
I will say it's hard to argue with Paul McCartney, and then this song did end up going on to become their first top 10 hit for the band, so you can't argue that.
I would say listen to Paul.
Listen to Paul. Also, if only it was so easy for us to plan our retirement. I mean, can't you guys just wave some sort of magical Paul McCartney wand and boom, abracadabra, we all retire in this top 10% magically.
That would be good. Get that wand today, Clint.
I think it was in my other jacket.
Oh, boo.
Jacket?
Yeah. Go back and
I'm
get
sure
it.
He's got it here somewhere.
Well, this is the reason, the facts of the matter, why Mark and Clint Caddell are here on the radio every week to share with you ways on things that you can work to better prepare for your retirement. 801-839-4939. If you have questions about your retirement savings plan, the guys are personally answering your call right now. Again, that number is 801-839-4939 to get to work on a plan that will hopefully help you avoid having to do things like design t-shirts, create YouTube videos. This article had me laughing this week from U.S. News and World Report. They came up with a list of ideas that we can do to generate income in our retirement. So when I first read the headline, I said, great, let's take a look and see what their ideas were. And then I quickly fell into a state of disappointment. Particularly, did you see this one where it says rent out a room? Hello, isn't one of the goals of retirement to get everybody out of the house? We are downsizing. You can't stay here. You got to get out.
Empty. Nesters, not full nesters.
So I don't mean any offense to the writer. And furthermore, if any of these ideas make you happy as far as hobbies and things of that nature, great. But we don't want to be starting up t-shirt designing businesses and trying to launch YouTube channels in effort to generate income in our retirement years. And that's exactly what you guys work to prevent your clients having to do these kinds of crazy things, right?
Yeah. We generally, when people are retired, we have the income plan set up and we have the nest egg set up so that the assets can continue to grow and you can live off of that interest. So if people are interested in things like that, we're more than happy to help you with that. And generally, though, people just have hobbies. One thing, though, that one of our clients does is he actually whittles ducks. Wooden ducks.
That's so cute.
Yeah, they look
beautiful. Too.
Yeah, they look really, really great.
Oh, that's amazing.
So maybe people out there would want to do that or something along those lines.
Sure.
And as far as books go, everyone listening, I'm sure if you ever sat down and wrote a book, I'm sure it would sell well because your experiences are uniquely yours. But like your experiences, your retirement plan is also uniquely yours. And that's how we tailor your retirement plans. If you want to keep working while you're retired, we can help you with that and we can show you the incomes and help you avoid the taxes that come with that extra income. We can also set it up so that way you don't have to work at all and you can just relax and enjoy your retirement years the way that you want to.
We do have one client in particular that his goal was to actually build a house in retirement and upgrade his home. And in order to do that financially, what he did is he built an apartment in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was an ingenious idea.
Yeah.
So he has a renter down there and they are paying rent is expensive now in the valley. And so he's getting an income from that rental property in the basement. It doesn't affect his life at all because they have their own private entrance. They come and go. It works out extremely well for him. It's given him several thousand dollars more per year to live off of during their retirement. So I thought that was a very wise thing to do. But most of our clients, as Clint mentioned, don't work. They just do what they want to do. And because they have accounts that are set up that generate ever-increasing income so they can comfortably retire.
Well, but the gentleman you work with who loves his craft of carving the wooden ducks, and then the other guy that you work with, he had planned to build out that extra apartment in his home. These were things that they had planned to do as part of their overall bigger picture idea. It wasn't something that they had to do in order to not just thrive, but survive their retirement years. And that's the difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference if you're working because you want to,
right,
or if you have to in retirement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a huge difference. If you're working because you enjoy what you're doing and it's more of a hobby and you don't really care if you sell a million ducks, but mm-hmm. you like doing it,
yeah,
that makes a big difference. Your retirement is much more carefree, and you can really enjoy those years rather than struggling just to get by.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what it means to retire rich is what Mark's saying.
That's right.
That's
big
right.
Difference. Retiring rich or retiring poor.
That's exactly what the Cadells are here to help you do. Avoid retiring poorly and creating a plan that's going to help you have the retirement that you dream about. 801-839-4939. Where are you in the planning process? Is it something that's going to allow you to enjoy your hobbies, or is it something that's going to have to force you to start a new business plan after you quote unquote retire from your regular job? Let's avoid the latter and get to work on a plan for you today. 801-839-4939. So in the way of how we save for our retirements, a lot of us have an account and have used a certain market strategy as far as investing goes that's been a popular rule of thumb in the years past, this idea of having a mix of about 60% stocks and 40% bonds. But Susie Orman, author of The Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50-plus, she recently told Yahoo Finance that rule doesn't really work anymore.
Actually, 60-40 is dead. It should probably be 75-25 stocks, believe it or not. Stocks, if you also have enough cash to get you, you by. Said,
please do not avoid the end of that statement she just said. Mm-hmm. If you have enough cash to get by. But either way, I don't think I've ever heard anyone recommend such a high stock allocation. Guys, isn't this a little risky?
That is higher risk, and what she's recommending, I imagine she has some good rationale behind that. With interest rates so low, stocks are truly the better value right now because it's hard to get much rate of return in a bank account or a safe account right now.
Okay.
So that might be part of her rationale. Also, people are retiring and staying retired longer, so having more money in a stock type of account could possibly help increasing income down the road. But that is a large percentage, and I like that she added having adequate cash, because if the market does crash, you're going to need some added cash to pull from during those market downturn years.
Right.
So it's important to have a balance. So that's an aggressive approach, 75-25.
But like what Mark is saying, that people are retiring longer because people are living longer.
Right.
And hopefully people are retiring younger because they've worked successfully and they're enjoying their retirement years more.
Right.
And that's what you should do. So I like that idea of being a little bit more risky. But it's only as long as, like what she said at the very end of that, if you have enough cash flow.
Right.
And what that means for everybody listening is, for example, you have that pension set up. You have that annuity paying out to you set up. You know where your taxes are going. And if all that's over your head, then we can talk to you and walk you through that step by step. So that way it's not a huge shock to you when it actually happens.
Yeah, you've got to have adequate cash flow during that time and adequate cash reserves for when the market goes down to pull from to make up any losses that might incur in some of those years if you're that aggressive.
Yeah, and especially something for people who retire early is that the medical costs are astronomical.
Yep.
Until you reach Medicare and Medicaid. And even after
okay.
that, you still pay quite a bit out of pocket. So it's important to plan for those things. And if there is an economic downturn, then you need to reallocate and adjust accordingly. You can't just say, well, I'm doing the 75-25, and that's what she said, and that's what I'm going to stick with.
Regardless, because Susie Orban said it's going to work.
Yeah, well, you don't want to stay on the sinking ship.
That's right.
While it's sinking.
That's
You've
right.
got to adjust things, and that's why we meet with people frequently to
mm-hmm.
adjust their financial plan and make adjustments as the economy changes, because even 6 months ago, I mean, mm-hmm. we're in such a different economy right now than even just a few months ago. So you have to make adjustments as they come along. In fact, most of our clients have fully recovered from that huge sell-off, which is unusual because a lot of people are still down quite a bit.
And some of the points that you guys just brought up, some really interesting ideas, the thought process that a lot of us don't consider when we are hearing things like Susie Orman said, 75-25. But remember, that was a mass news platform and she was speaking to the general public. What the Cadells do is they don't have plans for the general. They have plans that are specific and individual to each one of the clients they work for, which is why they can help you figure out stuff like ways to retire early. But don't forget to factor in medical costs before you get to Medicare eligibility. Those kinds of things you might not have thought of. It's why it's so important to be working with a financial professional and have the things like Mark pointed out, adequate resources to generate the kind of income you need in their retirement years ahead. Listen, planning for retirement, it's not what it used to be, which is why now it's so important to be working with qualified professionals like the Cadells to help you simplify and figure out the process. 801-839-4939 is the number for you to call to talk to the Cadells. Mark is personally answering the phone, and he and Clint are here to help you find answers to your financial questions and to create that retirement plan for you and your future. Mark has even written a book to give you a head start, the 10 essential steps for your successful retirement. In fact, wants to give the next 10 callers a copy of the book for free. 801-839-4939 for your free copy of Mark's book. And while you're on the phone with him, talk to him about how he and Clint can get started helping you figure out a plan for your financial future. 801-839-4939. Guys, that's it for our time on the radio today. As always, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. We're here to answer your calls.
And they're doing it right now. Again, 801-839-4939 or anytime online at retirerichtoday.com. And we'll be looking for you back here again next week for more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Cadell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Cadell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. You're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939 or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.